It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Hey you, welcome back to this week's Power Back episode. Today we're going to dig into a very simple problem that has a very simple solution. This one thing has the power to either cause you the most stress or bring you the most relief. And what is that one thing, you might ask? Well, it's the difference between indecision and making decisions. Now, if that feels overly simple, I want you to stick around for this full episode, because while it's simple, it's one of the top things that people are avoiding doing. So today we're going to unpack it a little bit. We're going to talk about what causes indecision in the first place. Go through a couple of stories and scenarios to see how this one thing can literally change everything. And then I'll give you a couple of tangible ways that you can start to make decisions faster with more clarity today. By the way, it's conversations like this that we are having inside of the Gutsy Collective. And in May, our themed focus is on busting people pleasing. You know, that thing how you put yourself at the end of the list, everyone else's needs come before your own, you get what's left over. Yeah, that doesn't really work for long periods of time, does it? So what we're doing is we're focusing on shifting from people pleasing to helping others while also prioritizing yourself and learning how to do that without feeling bad about it. The first lesson just dropped this week. You're never too late. So come in, go to lauraora.com/gutsy-collective, or you can scroll down and click in the show notes and join in the conversation. If you really want to start to make these shifts in your world, then this is one of the most profound ways that you can do it, because every week I'm sending you an audio lesson that you can listen to at your convenience. Plus, you're getting the accountability and the encouragement from other women that are doing the exact same thing. The first 2 weeks, they're on me. I want you to come in and experience the profound transformations that can happen so quickly. Again, go to lauraora.com or just scroll down and click on the link in the show notes. All right, so indecision. Holy mother balls. Listen, indecision is this wavering space, back and forth, gray area in between. It's really hard to know what to do when you have not yet decided or got the clarity around what it is that you're doing, or what direction you want to head in, or the thing that you're ready to commit to. When you're in the space of indecision, you are going back and forth. It's such a fluid space. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's really a really profound thing to be in that space, but it's not an indecision when it's intentional. And what I mean by that is, okay, maybe you've got a decision to make about a life change, a job change, something that you're going to be doing differently in your life, in your business, in your family, in your friends. It's really, really important to make sure that you give yourself the time to really nestle in and feel this change, to weigh out your options, to look at the big picture. Sometimes you need to sleep on stuff. That's not what I'm talking about here, okay? That is not indecision. That is intentional evaluation. And especially if you're making a big change or something that involves a lot of moving pieces, you have to take that time. And in other instances, you know right away, you don't have to fucking think about it. It's all systems yes. Your body's like, this is a hell yes, let's go. And you decide and you move forward. Now, I want you to think about that for a second, because think about a situation where you have felt that, where it has been so crystal clear that you didn't even have to think about it. It wasn't even a thought. It was a bodily experience, a gut knowing, just like everything got quiet for a second. And remember how easy it was to move forward. I'm not saying that the situation itself was easy. I'm saying that you knew what to do next because you had made a decision and you knew which direction your arrow was pointing in. That gives you the ability to take a step forward. That gets you the ability to focus your time and your efforts. It gives you the chance to actually move forward. Whereas indecision, it will take up and eat up every ounce of your energy if you allow it to. not only are you wavering, but this is often where overthinking and creating scenarios in your mind run a fucking blaze. Listen, nothing is more powerful than a woman's thoughts in the middle of the night, and how quickly we can come up with all different kinds of scenarios and situations and answers before the thing is even a thing. That kind of energy is what we're trying to rein in here, right? To use all of that brain power to move you forward towards the thing that you actually want. But when you're not clear on what you want or which direction you want to go in, and you haven't decided what that is, you're just consistently pointing in all different directions, hoping that something might stick. It's also incredibly common for freeze mode to kick in here, right? When you're in indecision, you just want to shut down. I can't make a decision. I'm not sure what to do. Shut down. Do I have the conversation? Do I reach out? Do I say nothing? Shut down. Do I leave the job? Do I stay at my job? Shut down. Indecision is like carrying around 100 pounds of wet sand with you every day. And what I want to really infuse in with you today is learning to recognize this and to give yourself the ability to start making decisions for yourself. So what causes indecision? I thought that might be helpful to go through a couple of things because it's nice to have some context, right? So first, foremost, always loud and clear, lack of clarity. I'm not sure what I want to do. I don't know if I want to do this or not. You just end up looking around, spinning around in circles in your mind, hoping that something is going to change, but having no idea how to do it. Recently, I was having a conversation with a gal who was emailing me and she's like, you know what, Laura, I hate my job. I'm driving an hour to and back every single day. I've been there forever. It's sucking my soul out. And in the same breath, however, I've done it for so long. I don't want to rock the boat. I know all the people that I work with. I know all the systems. So there's this tension, right? This tension between I don't want to be here anymore and I already know how to do all these things. So I asked her, have you decided if you're going to stay there or if you're going to leave? And that is the reality moment. Because what we end up doing is wavering back and forth between staying or leaving, starting or stopping, changing something or leaving it alone. And especially when we're back and forth between two decisions and you don't have clarity on which one you're ready to commit to, it gets very easy to get in the habit of feeling good about complaining about it. Ooh, I know that that stings a little bit, but listen to me. Sometimes it feels easier, more nostalgic, more grounded to sit around and bitch about what you are tired of, what you want to change, what you don't want to do anymore with your friends, with your family, around the campfires, around a couple of glasses of wine. There's a comfort in that camaraderie. It's like indecision blinking red and blue lights all around you. Now, I'm not talking about a good vent session, right? Like sometimes you just got to let it out. You got to work out the kinks. You got to feel what you got to feel and move on with your life. That can be very healthy and very productive. But it's the repetitiveness. It's the every day, the every week, the every month. Here we are in another year. The lack of clarity is one of the top reasons why people do not move forward. So one of the most important things that you can do for yourself is to start to get clear. Now, here's the thing that I want you to know, because a lot of people are like, Laura, I literally have no idea. I don't know what I want. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know what I want to change. Okay, let's start with the basics then. Where are you experiencing perpetual discomfort? Maybe it's just a restlessness. Maybe it's a kind of itch or scratch inside of you. What is the thing that is taking up the most brain time and capacity? Where is your energy getting drained the most? Let's start with that. Because all of that time and energy that's being spent on something that you don't want anymore, we can now start to shift towards, okay, let me get curious about what I might want to do. Getting clarity doesn't mean that you have to have the perfectly defined answer, okay? That's a big misconception. I'm not asking you to have it all mapped out. I'm not asking you to have a perfect plan. I'm not asking you to know a timeline and have a spreadsheet and know every detail and how it's going to work. Because also, spoiler alert, if you put all of your energy into that stuff, that's also going to keep you in indecision because you're going to stay in planning mode. What I'm suggesting through clarity is leaning into what feels curious and interesting to you. Not doing anything is not going to help. But if you can pinpoint where you're experiencing this perpetual discomfort, you can start to ask yourself the question, okay, what might I be interested in instead? What feels like a better option? If I took out all the details, what would I do instead? And by journaling this out, writing it out, singing it out, thinking it out, whatever works best for you, you're going to start to get a couple of breadcrumbs, right? It may not be a glaring, blinking answer yet, and you may experience that as well. But the goal here is to get a direction, to know where you want to point that arrow. And the more you move in that direction with small, messy steps, the more clear you're going to be, the more confidence you will build, and the more opportunities will present themselves. Now, the second thing that stops people from making decisions is worrying about choosing the right thing. I don't want to mess up. What if I choose the wrong one? What if I start and I find out that I don't like it? Okay, all of these are perceived problems that don't even exist yet. So what's the truth behind them? If you start one thing and you find out you don't like it, can you change your mind? Absolutely. Can you make the wrong decision if you're staying open to the information, the knowledge, the experience, the stories, the lessons that are coming from everything? No, because look at everything that you're gaining. And could this be a stepping stone towards the thing that is really actually right for you? You see, there is no wrong decision if you stay open to the fact that everything is serving you in the best of ways by giving you information. And by knowing that you're allowed to change your mind, my gosh, I see so many women that are like, I've done this for so long. I don't know what I would ever do differently. And this is just what people expect of me. Well, you know what? You can throw some fucking confetti in the air, pull a 180 and do whatever the hell you would like to do. Why? Because you're a human and you're allowed to make different decisions. You're allowed to get to the 11th hour of something and find out, you know what? I actually don't like that. I just did that with a 3-story commercial building that my husband and I purchased, built out enormously gorgeous fucking renderings. Okay, I will toot my horn forever on these things. There was a business plan. The community was involved. There were videos talking about it. And in the 11th hour, there was something in my gut that said, we don't want to do this. But you know what I found in that entire situation? While I was in that building, which was about 2.5 years, when I thought that I was building towards creating this space within this actual building, what I was really building was the foundation of my career as a speaker, coach, and an author. I found my voice in that building. I grew this podcast in that building. I built my confidence in that building. So was it the wrong decision to buy that building? Absolutely not. Because look at all of the incredible things that came out of it. Now I'm going to dovetail this into the next thing that causes so much indecision, which goes along with the story, and it's how your decision is going to affect other people. In my story, I was like, oh my gosh, I've told all these people, I'm going to let them down. The community is going to be upset. All these people that wanted to come and co-work aren't going to like me anymore. I'm going to look like a fluke, like I just came in and I'm irresponsible because now I'm backing out. And then one day I sat and I was like, why does that fucking matter? Why do their thoughts, feelings, and opinions about what I'm going to do or not do, why does that have more weight and merit over my own feelings? Why am I going to silence myself and continue to put myself through something that I know that I don't want anymore just to keep the peace with somebody else? And the truth is, nobody was even saying anything. And if they did, I haven't heard it. And if they do, fuck it. I literally don't give two shits. Why? Because I'm happier now. I feel free. I got what I needed from that season. And I want you to start to embody some of that energy with this. Whatever decisions you make, look, I know that there are all kinds of wonderful people in your world, whether it's your kiddos, your spouse, your family, your coworkers, your friends. I know that the decisions that you make might have an effect on them. And I'm not recommending that you go out and do like a bunch of irresponsible bullshit. I'm telling you that you cannot control how all of them are going to think and feel about what it is that you're doing. Your decisions may require some orchestration for asking for help, especially if you've got little ones at home. Sometimes your decisions affect others because they're no longer going to be in your life anymore. Maybe it affects the people that you work with or the clients that have hired you because you're changing something and now that affects them. There's a way to do these things with grace, with composure, with professionalism, with caring hearts. But my friend, I want you to stop giving all of your power away to what everyone else might say or think. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with this indecision. You have to live with the discomfort, the wavering, the uncertainty, the wishing something that could be different. Are you going to continue to give all that power to everyone else to keep them happy? Or are you going to start to give yourself some of that power? Because I can tell you firsthand, I would rather let everyone else down than let myself down ever again. Because I know what that feels like in my body. I know what that sounds like in my mind. And I know how that affects my health. And that's something that I'm not willing to sacrifice ever again. Oh, man, if you can't tell, that gets me real wound up. It's also why we're focusing on people pleasing inside the Gutsy Collective in the month of May. Case in point, if this is something that you really struggle with, get your beautiful ass inside the collective so that we can support you. All right. One of the last reasons that causes indecision is the overwhelm. Something is too big. How do I do it? What are the details? The bigness of things can be really overwhelming, especially if you're focusing on trying to figure out all the pieces for every step of the way and needing to have it all figured out. And in this case, all you have to do is focus on your one next step. Because when you have that clarity, your arrow is pointed in a direction. You don't have to figure out how to get all the way to the end. I just need you to figure out what to do next and see how that pairs into, well, I don't want to choose the wrong thing. What if I need to do something different? It doesn't matter, okay? Let yourself move. Because when you move, you create momentum. When you create momentum, you create confidence and clarity. See how it's all intertwined. That's why it gets so fucking messy. This is why your brain is like, ah, everything is a shithole and I don't know what to do. Okay, listen, you do know what to do. You just got to be willing to step in front of your brain for a second. When things feel overwhelming or too big, you can brain dump it out. You can write a list. You can make a Google Doc. Get it out of your head. And if there's nothing in your head, then I want you to ask the question, what is one thing that I can do today to move closer to what I actually want? And let it be simple. I'm not asking you to build a whole fucking mountainside today. This might be something as little as making a phone call, sending an email, registering a domain, updating your resume. Let it be simple, okay? There is a temporary discomfort here because you're going against what you typically know and you're making a change. Anytime you make a change, something small, something big, it doesn't matter. Your brain is always going to kick back at you. There is nothing wrong with you, okay? I want you to hear me. There is nothing wrong with you. It's your brain's natural duty to push back when it does something outside of what it already knows. So if it feels wonky, if it feels uncomfortable, if it feels a little like, please recognize that this is a normal human response. And where you really get to take your power back in this situation is by not letting that stop you anymore. Making a decision and moving towards it will open up so much fucking opportunity, so much peace, so much more clarity. So the three things that you can do here to make decisions, okay, you ready? It's very easy. Get clear, decide that you can and will, and then take action. What we want to do here is interrupt the brain, interrupt those thoughts, the wavering, the freeze mode. When you get clear, you have a direction. You know which way to point your arrow. When you decide that you can and will, you're no longer going back and forth on whether you're going to do it or not. You either will or you won't. That's what I want you to be in, a black or a white. And then three, you're taking action. You're taking that one step forward. You're taking the messy action. You're letting it be simple because you're moving in the direction of what you actually want instead of fighting it and going against it. Listen, I'm telling you, this one thing will fucking change your life. So my challenge for you today is to make a decision. This could be something as simple as what you're making for dinner, which I don't know about you, but that fucking conversation, I am so tired of talking about what we're gonna eat. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful and thankful that we have food. Like, that's an incredible thing that I don't take for granted. But damn, every fucking day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what are we gonna eat? What are we gonna eat? So the decision could be something as simple as I am declaring and choosing what we're having for dinner. It could be, yes, I'm going for a walk, or no, I'm not. It can be, yes, I'm going to leave this job. I will figure out and take messy steps forward to finding out what that next one might be. Yes, I'm going to raise my prices in my business. I will figure out how to do the rest next. Give yourself the chance to make one decision today, just one. You can do more if you want to, but I want you to really lean in and notice how you feel after you do it. Because when you're clear, you decide that you're going to, and you take action that supports it, you clear up so much capacity in your brain that it's undescribable. And if you want a little extra accountability, DM me after you make the decision. Tell me what the decision was. Sometimes a little accountability goes a really long ass way. You can find me on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. I am at that Laura Ora. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.